Have you guys been getting spam? I thought when you said you were getting spam through Google Docs, you meant you were getting spam through Google Calendar.
It means I get documents sent
to
me.
I got one of those, and I was like, this is bullshit, and I didn't.
I have not gotten any of those, and I'm mad.
Looking to suck straight dick is probably not a legit, like.
Well, hold on. Let's give it.
Let's hear them out. Let's hear them out.
Does it mean straight dick as in heterosexual dick or straight dick as in no weird dick?
I think it's a geometry thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I had 2014 Ole Miss Alabama, Inbox Infinity, an essay for Charlie Wartzel, full cast notes, and looking to suck straight dick.
Or is it like, my first impression honestly was like straight dick homie.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like I want those no frills dick base model.
Oh, I don't want frills on a dick ever.
Just
it's not a crested lizard.
Straight dick.
So I got this spoiler. I got this spoiler for nothing. Great.
Welcome to the Shutdown Full Cast.
A little warble there. You wanna?
No, we're gonna go with the warble. That one had a little wobble in it for the 2021.
It's a sinker, just drops right off the plate. Batter can't get a handle on it at all.
This is
a baseball podcast, right?
This is
a what?
This is the internet's only baseball podcast. If you want another one, too bad. Baseball podcast should really be sent out on CDs.
God, we can't also do that. Now I feel bad. We can't do that to Serber, who has an actual baseball podcast.
Wait, he does?
Yes.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not.
No.
Serber, would you send... Serber, go ahead, please. Plug your baseball podcast.
We do have a college baseball podcast. College Sports Now. And you can follow us on Twitter at beep.
I didn't know you meant CSN. Okay. That's not a baseball podcast.
That's a college baseball podcast.
That's a college football podcast that I don't listen to at this time of year.
Yeah.
We cover college baseball during this time of year, in fact.
I mean, that's fine. Listen, Tennessee's good at baseball. I'm just fucking around with y'all.
Isn't Arkansas good at baseball? Did I make that up?
All kinds of weird shit going on this year, okay?
Yeah, who's actually good in college baseball this year?
We are.
I know Tennessee's good.
It's weird.
So give us the best five teams in college baseball without thinking too hard about it. Go.
Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Florida, Stanford.
In the SEC
maybe?
Or in the country?
Which one of those? In the country. It just means more. I mean, like, nine teams from the SEC are going to make the
asking,
NCAA
like,
tournament.
I know Tennessee is good, and that is confusing to me.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be good at baseball. Yeah, it's a total anomaly. Nobody knows what's happening. Souls have probably been stolen.
I'm rooting for Arkansas. Is that rude of me?
I mean, I think it's a question for whether...
Arkansas fans, you can reach Ryan at 615.
No, for real, don't do that. That's felony endangerment.
Please stop approaching my mother in church.
Yeah. Do not give Arkansas fans any personal information, because pretty soon they'll live in your walls and you might come to enjoy the company. Who can say?
I assume Arkansas fans saw The Matrix and they were like, I will learn how to do this.
I mean, it's a red pill. Woo pill.
You know what a red pill is?
It's a woo pill. Woo pill suey.
You know what those are? That's trucker speed. That's all that is.
I will hack my neighbor's brain. You watch.
Yeah, little Neo Matrix, whatever his name was, he took them diet pills, and they gave him the power of Jesus Christ.
You know what that dude's name was? Never mind.
They call him Jesus. Jesus Neo. And he took that trucker speed. And that's why I follow college baseball to this day.
I had a joke, but as usual...
Yes, and
it's not how it works.
I know.
He actually can.
All right, I have an important question.
Yes.
What beer are you on of the beers that you owe the world?
Okay, so...
Remember when Ryan had a great plan for this that was actually kind of sweet?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I'm like, no, I just have to drink the beers.
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I did have a beer this weekend. So that would take the number of beers from 369 to 368. 368
okay.
to go, baby.
Okay, all right, good.
Or we could do Ryan's idea.
Where I go and buy, go to a bar.
No. Why, you know what? He said it on the show, so I understand why you don't know what we're talking about.
Many things are said. And many things go in one ear and out the other.
It's not that you're a shitty coworker, it's that you think you're not.
If you if you have to buy 368 beers for, let's say, our listeners, what are you, but you can only buy one kind of beer. What are you ponying up for? Or ponying down for, maybe? That should be a phrase. Pony down. Yeah.
I will be ponying down because I just think it makes, I don't think everybody.
Ponying down is when you snort coke out of your buddy's chest hair. Still.
Go SMU! Woo! They don't have chest hair. It's completely waxed.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
A Ken doll down there.
Yeah.
Full Dallas, of cocaine.
A guy named Ken in Dallas. If you walk into a bar full of middle-aged men in Dallas and go, "Hey, Ken," it's going to be 10 heads looking back at you.
Yeah,
Ken, you can empty it out. Hey, Ken, somebody's keying a King Ranch.
What? What? That goddamn X,
bro, bro. It'll be a running of the Kens every night when I walk in at 9:45 and say, "Hey, Ken." So I would probably
say Kenny, though. That's some TCU
no,
shit.
No, yeah.
No, no. Kenny's, yeah. Kenny's definitely.
Kenny went to Baylor.
Oh, sir. There's no reason to be unkind.
Kenny is a bear, to be clear. Kenny is a black bear who graduated from Baylor with a bachelor's in chemical engineering.
No, I mean, there's no need to be unkind to people who go to Baylor, a bad place.
Oh, I see.
Waco, yeah. We've discussed the weirdness of Waco before, but I think that everybody who goes there is, like those who have spent time in the Upside Down, somewhat touched by it. They all look a little haunted, every single one of them.
So you are buying what? You are coming up to the bar and saying, "Bartender, buy me 368 fill in the
300, I'm going to go something pretty bulk, but pretty, like, some quality. So maybe if I could do... I really wish I could do 368 Old Milwaukee Tall Boys for everybody. That's what I would do. Because
that's got to be the worst possible combination to sing in Beers on the Wall that I can think of.
here's the thing.
368 Old Milwaukee. Sorry, what, Ryan?
I am confident if you go to a bar that has Old Milwaukee Tall Boys and has 368 of them, I'm going to conservatively say 200 of them are room temperature. You are not getting 368 cold Milwaukee Milwaukee Tall Boys.
That's assuming that you go in the summer.
Ryan, I didn't say new Milwaukee. I said they were old Milwaukee. Sure. They might be room temperature.
Yep. We probably should do this in Wisconsin. They understand these things.
Also, it wouldn't take us long to get through those 368 Old Milwaukee Tall Boys.
Oh, in Wisconsin, if you go into a bar and order 368 Tall Boys, they're just like, you're having a baptism party. Congrats!
8th grade graduation.
That is one of the perfect matches between beer and delivery system. The Old Milwaukee can, the tall boy, it is a classic because it gives you exactly the correct amount of Old Milwaukee to rest from. Because when you finish that much Old Milwaukee, you're going to need a moment.
Then
also,
you chase it with a tall boy of Arizona Arnold Palmer, and you've just put as much liquid as your body can hold.
They call that a cactus bowl.
And like the cactus bowl, not sanctioned by
Sorry,
any
Wisconsin,
organization.
You didn't deserve that.
Depends on the. Like, it depends on the year. Some years you did.
It's up there with the Coronita, the little Coronas, as being like one of the perfect variant beers for beer and delivery size. So that's what I would order for everybody.
It's very Spencer that you're like, I must have a beer in a slightly off size.
Well, there's some that work better. I'm not going to get
irregular.
The irregular beer.
That's our whole story.
Either I'm drinking 38 tiny beers or 9 enormous ones. I need Scorigami, but for my beer keeping.
I need these pants in a 39-27.
That was one of my favorite things I have heard a serious beer drinker say. He was a professor of mine at the University of Florida, Go Gators. And while drinking, he looked over at me and somebody had said, "Hey, how many beers are you on?" He looks up and goes, "What am I? A beer accountant?"
That's a grad level course at Florida.
Yep. I mean, yeah. Yeah, maybe. The thing that I wanted to open talking about was this,
just remember, we're at 368. Keep that in mind. Go ahead.
We're at 368.
368 Milwaukee Tall Boys on the wall.
I wanted to...
368 Milwaukee Tall Boys. Sorry, Milwaukee's Best Tall Boys.
Speaking of ponies...
Old Milwaukee's Best Tall Boys.
Speaking of pony kegs...
Oh, Cocaine Cowboy, welcome back.
We have... My favorite thing in the world, which is horses on drugs.
I'm going to say it. I don't think horses should be forced to race. I do think they should be allowed whatever drugs they want.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... I don't know if you could even call it doping with a horse, because doping...
Did you look at the list of shit they put into this horse? Yes!
Did it have blood?
It's not like Motrin.
I thought they just gave it like a little ibuprofen.
I know what you did. You saw anti-inflammatory and were like, oh, they gave it a hospital dose of Motrin. No, look at the list.
I mean, does it look like Don Simpson's toxicology report? Is it that bad?
I don't know what that is.
This is betamethasone in the bloodstream of the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit. Not exactly like, I don't know. You ever heard of an athlete with betamethasone in their bloodstream? I haven't. It sounds bad, but. When you're talking about horses getting drugs, my favorite thing about this story is this, that anyone is shocked whatsoever. They're like, no! Horse racing? Cheating? No. Not in the fine sport of horse racing.
Horse Girls Twitter is coming after you, and I am not going back to that life.
I'm not impugning show ponies. I'm not impugning...
You already impugned SMU, buddy.
Dressage. Dressage.
Fucking nice.
I'm not saying anything about Tennessee walking horses, though I could. No.
Save it for the Red Dead 2 episode, friend.
This is horse racing. Horse racing is one of the few sports whose ethical boundaries are even more permeable.
Porous.
Well, I think it's appropriate that we call horse racing the sport of kings, because it's like, oh yeah, kings are mean as shit to poor people. You kidding me?
Super thin-skinned.
It's the sport of really shitty kings. That should be clear.
Are there good kings?
Kings are fucking despots. Santa Claus is a good king.
King Williams. Love that guy. That's about the only good king I know.
Tulane quarterback Sean King.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Derek King. We've got a number of good football-based kings. We don't have any good ones involved.
Not King Friday in the Mr. Rogers universe.
No way. Fuck that guy.
Yep.
I mean, as somebody who had a family member who worked in the training of horses, let me tell you, yeah, this is when you were involved, when you were called as a witness in a federal trial involving horses, when they're like, yeah, the best guy in the sport in training horses turns out to just be shooting these large animals full of powerful steroids. No. That's so unlike the sport of horse racing.
I do think steroids are great and that everyone should do them.
Here is a horrifying Wikipedia sentence. This is from the page Equine Drug Testing. The early history of horse doping is unclear, although according to Euripides, some horses were fed human flesh to make them faster and more savage.
Yes!
Yes. Don't go near that horse. He's got a taste for man.
Mr. Baffert?
What's horrifying?
Mr. Baffert, we need to see you at our office. Your horse is tested positive for Steve.
Did you say what's horrifying when he said your horse is eating people?
No.
No?
No. I was talking about something else.
That, feeding.
I'm looking at crystals on Etsy. You can't prove shit.
A horse that ate human flesh to go stronger. Why
to
are
go
you
fast.
Feeding it?
Yeah.
Go
fast. Now think about this. I mean, the odds of this writing surviving means that either we are looking at a once in a generation occurrence that just happened to survive the intervening millennia, or this was a trend that was common enough to where it was found even among the very few contemporary accounts that remain at this time.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about a flesh-eating horse.
Yeah, no, this is a multiple flesh-eating horses down the line as part of a long tradition.
No, this is like the 91 hurricanes of horses.
What that also suggested that there were frustrated horse owners who would just, like, at the end of the day, they'd just be like, fuck, he just won't eat people. I'm doing everything I can, but he won't eat people.
Oh, so I got you in the stables today. Little Clericos. Oh, hey, thanks. What's the job? Well, you're only gonna have to work it for one day. Your dinner for a horse. Thank you. This is so much better than living to see tomorrow.
Keep going. Let's see where this goes.
No, just leave little Clericos there, about to be eaten by a horse. A very happy horse. You're like, man, that horse is happy to see you. Why?
Do you think they're still testing for human flesh? Probably not, right?
What if I fed the horse a power lifter whose body had been pumped full of powerful steroids?
See, That's the excuse that Bob Baffert should have used.
Yes!
It's not that far from what he did, either.
Which, by the way, please read aloud the excuse that Bob Baffert used.
I want to get it right.
You do want to get it right, because it's a very specific claim.
It is. Man, it's a damn whopper. It's pretty spectacular. So Bob Baffert, when asked to explain why Medina Spirit had this in its bloodstream, first of all blamed cancel culture for coming after his horse.
You
which
know,
I...
usually they have a much more abrupt way of canceling horses in that business. I'm just pointing it out.
R.I.P. Barbaro. The other thing that I thought of when I heard that was, did the horse test positive for, like, flagrant racism? You're like, yeah, this horse can't win.
Economic anxiety. Economic
My
anxiety.
Old Kentucky horse.
We don't sing. This horse sings the third verse of that song.
Wait, is there a non-racist version of that song?
No, it's just the whole thing's racist. Okay. Yeah. So there was that.
Oh my God, my heart lies there.
Yeah.
It was right in front of us the whole time.
The whole time.
It's a snack.
So not only was the horse crazily racist, which was incidental to its performance in either direction, Baffert said that a groom urinating in the stall after the groom had been taking cough medicine and that the horse ate some of the hay. First of all, how much cough medicine is this groom drinking? And two, how much of the hay is the horse eating?
Let's not blame the horse. Let's not blame the horse here at all, okay?
That would be a very, very, very innovative way to get drugs into the horse's system, right? Like, yeah, just pee all over this.
I gotta tell you, how much does it cost to own and, like, care for a high-end racehorse?
Also, was the groom peeing into the feeding trough? Since when do horses just eat the hay that makes up their bedding?
This one does. This dirty horse does.
This horse so far is a racist hay-eating fool. That's what we've decided.
Who won the Kentucky Derby?
Lest we forget, this is also the horse. I only know this because I had to go to the orthopedist between the Kentucky Derby and this show. And because I went to a doctor's office right after the Kentucky Derby, that's all anybody was talking about. Because, I don't know, rich people.
I just feel like if I owned a racehorse, I would instruct people, please don't piss on the horse's food.
Well, especially because, as I was about to say, this is the horse that was purchased for $1,000 and then won the Derby.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe when the margins are that huge, you get a little sloppy with the dick swinging of the support staff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this plausible, and my shoulder hurts.
This is also, by the way, Baffert has said that Baffert has done this before, because he said that
piss on hay.
No, he's used this before, because in July 2020, another horse, Mare Nath, tested positive for another drug at Del Mar, and he said that an employee had peed and contaminated the horse because the groom had been taking cough medicine, which I like. Are there just a bunch of grooms out there just absolutely crushing Dimetapp?
How did this originate, like, in swimming? Like, did this somehow come through, like, an Olympic connection where people were competitive swimmers blaming tainted pee in the pool?
I don't know, but if you told me Ryan Lochte had eaten something that somebody had peed in front of him, I would have believed it. Go Gators.
We had a Twitter user ask us not too long after this story broke in related news, why don't they just immediately point the finger at Gronk? And I gotta say, that's a pretty good idea.
You can blame him for so much, and I would buy it.
Well, you can blame him for so much, and most of it's probably going to be true.
Yeah, he'd be like, Gronk just walked up and peed on the horse. Plausible. Check yes or no. I'm checking yes. That was not the only... that was, by the way, not the only animal-related story that we have to cover tonight. The other one was that... So there was a tiger in Houston this morning.
Why was?
We don't know where it is. We don't know where the tiger...
joined up with the Tennessee tiger.
And if I told you that there were that a tiger had appeared in a residential neighborhood in Houston, a pretty nice looking one from what I could see, and that the tiger had been confronted by a sheriff's deputy.
Can we pause there for just a minute?
Mm-hmm.
What is your experience
station
level
identification
in judging the niceness of tigers from photos?
Oh, I thought,
like, what are you
the
looking for?
Was nice.
Oh no, I meant the neighborhood was nice. The neighborhood.
I apologize.
I would put it this way: the neighborhood did not look like the kind of place where you could get away with having, I don't know, a major HOA violation like a tiger.
Boring.
Okay.
Right.
I apologize. I thought you were
boring.
Commenting on the tiger.
No, the tiger, I have no comment on its personality other than, actually, Ryan, I will say, it's pretty docile because it didn't rip the sheriff's face off on camera, which it could have done easily. Also,
is this a tiger that just doesn't want it enough?
This is an off-year LSU tiger. Yeah, it doesn't want it enough. It's just completely languid and unmotivated. Because it kind of just looked like it was walking up to the guy, frankly. And, of course, this, like, enormous... It looked exactly what I've said, like, hey, man, it's a Houston sheriff's deputy off duty. You're like, oh, yeah, like, roided out, wearing boots, some skinny jeans.
It wants to go to Taco Cabana.
It did look like it just wanted to go to Taco Cabana, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it looked pretty chill.
I'm hard-pressed to find a situation in which I am not Team Tiger. Because talk about didn't ask to be here.
Didn't ask to be there. Didn't ask to get a gun pointed at it by this big, like, broheme looking dude. Just enormous slab of county sheriff on all the nandrolone. in the world and didn't ask to be kept by a guy.
To be clear, someone else peed in that sheriff's hay, all right? So don't just go throwing around accusations.
Yeah, so we have an update because the story. No.
You've left out several key details, but please go ahead.
I will get there, but you can cover this, and then I will get you to the part where we take
this.
A turn.
I want all the good shit.
Okay, yeah. Holly, here's
what. Did you just say we're going to take turns?
Here's what Spencer has not told you. The man who allegedly owns the tiger and fled with it, is out on bond on a murder charge.
What?
Yep.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
He was out on $250,000 bond.
Was out on bond before this?
Correct. Yep. Correct.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. And I mean, one, obviously, don't murder.
And apparently, one of the conditions of the bond was not forfeit your tiger.
He couldn't forfeit it, Ryan. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the man's name, by the way, is a guy named Victor Hugo Cuevas. Cuevas was left the scene with the tiger in a Jeep Cherokee.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not done though, because his lawyer.
I should mention, by the way, that Victor Cuevas just took the tiger by the collar.
Yes.
Like it was a lab. Like, oh, come here, buddy. Here we go.
Jealous.
Put it. I am. I'm legit jealous.
there was a brief police pursuit, and the guy with the tiger in his Jeep got away.
Mm-hmm.
His attorney has this to say, and I will read it verbatim. People are making a lot of assumptions in this particular case. Maybe he might be the hero out there who caught the tiger that was in the neighborhood. His argument is that this is perhaps not Mr. Cuevas' tiger, and that he was in fact doing a mitzvah.
It says, pretty insistent, by the way, that he does not own the tiger.
You can't own a tiger.
Said his client does not own it, but that he could not elaborate on his connection to the animal.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
I want you to imagine.
Priest penitent privilege. That tiger. Mm-hmm. Tiger is his master.
Please imagine this, by the way, that tiger was in that car tearing ass, running from the cops. And do you know who the chillest animal in that car was? It was the tiger.
Correct.
Tiger was like, well, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Think I might just lay here and not rip your face off could.
Well, that's just Hank.
Mr. Cuevas apparently also had two monkeys in his home.
Mm-hmm.
Having a monkey is not illegal in Houston if it's under 30 pounds, which, like, let monkeys thrive. And tigers are not allowed within Houston city limits unless the handler is licensed to have exotic animals.
Ryan,
monkey body shame.
Now you're leaving an important detail out,
Please go ahead.
that Houston area sheriffs could not comment on the location or whereabouts of the monkeys.
Yes. Yes.
And they went out of their way to say that too, like, y'all, you might run up on some monkeys. Don't freak out.
God, I love that we're doing dark, gritty reboots of Jumanji now. This rules.
Fine with all of this.
Here's the other thing. He was on the run for a while, this guy, because this started in the morning and there was kind of a mid-morning chase. And I don't believe they apprehended him until around 3 or 4 o'clock Houston time. With that said.
No, he is still at large.
Is he still at large? I believe
yes.
He was.
No.
Okay. So this is even better because oh no, he was arrested. He was arrested Monday.
Oh, evening. he got arrested, but the tiger is still missing.
No. Tiger is in custody as well. This is an update for you, so I'm catching you up.
Okay.
But I want you to think about this. He was arrested Monday evening. He was in a car with the tiger. I want to know what Whataburger he rolled up with. It was like, I need 20 hamburgers. Now. Because you know, someone was like, oh, damn, is that a tiger in the window? Just, I need 20 hamburgers. Okay.
Just make it happen.
He had to stop. He had to stop for food. All right. Yeah. Nobody in Texas is going that far without stopping at a drive-in somewhere.
Get that. Yeah. You're projecting because you went home.
I mean, I'm projecting because I went home, but also, Tiger's got to eat, man. Where else am I gonna gas it up quick?
Give that dog a hamburger.
Give that tiger a hamburger.
Where I have to ask Spencer, where are you getting your information? Because the most recent tweet from the Houston Police, 46 minutes ago, reads as follows.
Why you want to know, Ryan?
Victor Cuevas is in custody. The whereabouts of the tiger are not yet known.
Yes.
Because if that's true,
I'm enjoying myself immensely.
This is from Houston Channel 2.
Okay.
All right.
How recent was yours?
Now this is like 5 hours ago. So.
Okay.
So I think you've actually outplayed me. I don't think we know where the tiger is.
Oh, man. All
right.
Dear.
So to be clear.
Where are any of us, really?
The city of Houston had to apprehend. The city of Houston had to ascertain the whereabouts of a tiger, two monkeys, and a human, and they only succeeded with the human.
So there's still a tiger on the loose in Houston.
And the monkeys we don't know about either.
An hour and 50 minutes left in the day. I don't know why y'all gotta hate this.
Let me also state, by the way, it's a pretty nice tiger. It might just roll up and.
Oh, now we're judging. Okay, Ryan, now you can go back to your original question.
No, I think honestly,
how are
man,
you ascertaining the quality of this tiger.
I sort of think this tiger is probably pretty chill. I'm gonna go ahead and say that because it already went through a chase. Of some duration, right?
Yeah.
And. It already, like, came basically when somebody collared it and encouraged it to come with them. I think this puppy's just out there looking for a meal, man. And who in Texas is going to be like, well, he doesn't seem that bad? Someone. Someone's going to do this. Like, they're out there and they're going to feed it some pizza. They'd be like, yeah, man, I just got a shitload of Papa John's. Just throwing it at this thing. It loves it.
There is also there is also apparently a video on Cuevas's Instagram account that show him playing with a baby bear and feeding it with a bottle and giving the bear kisses.
All right, we gotta call Donovan.
Gotta call our creature guy.
I'm pretty sure we know somebody who knows these people.
We might know the guy who has the tiger right now.
It's hello, I'm Kyle.
Possible.
I'm Chiropractor Doolittle. Happy to meet you.
Oh boy. Oh, this is fantastic. Yep, is, 48
Server,
minutes ago.
Server, just give us a heads up if it turns out the tiger like killed several people.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
Just fix it in post.
What
if
it did?
Happens.
Give us a heads up if the tiger turned out to do some tiger shit.
All right, here, we'll record this in case that happens. Obviously, we're super sad that this tiger...
I'm not.
Shit.
We record in real time, people, okay? We record in real time.
Y'all ain't watched Grizzly Man near enough.
So, you know, I did say that this did look like the kind of neighborhood where, like, I don't think it was quite... It wasn't quite the... You know, neighborhood where somebody would have a tiger because they had finally bought their palatial estate after establishing a massive criminal enterprise. If you read a tiger in that neighborhood, I would understand because you bought it because, you know, like if Tony Busby, for instance.
I think this is just you can't judge a book by its cover. Like any of your neighbors that you don't know that well could have a tiger.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They really could. Do you think it would do?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, I've been to your neighborhood, Ryan.
Sure.
And if I had to judge which people had a tiger in your neighborhood, it'd be the ones right across the street. Right across
the
street.
I could buy that. I could buy that. Yeah.
In my neighborhood, could be any direction. I just would not surprise me if somebody had a tiger.
I think, like, unless you know someone in your neighborhood very well and have been in their house, yeah, you kind of got to... I think the safest thing is to assume that all your neighbors have tigers and act accordingly.
That's why I need a tiger. See? It just takes one good guy with a tiger. Okay.
I want to be clear. You have two sons who are the most sons ever, and you want to introduce a tiger to this equation as well.
I mean, I really worry more about the tiger getting annoyed at my kids than I do. Right.
I mean, that is literally what happens in the Jungle Book. So.
Yeah.
The Jungle Book is just a story about a tiger annoyed with, like, a small boy.
A boy who's, I worry about the tiger being like, is he going to talk about airplane crashes again? And my kid's going to be like, TWA 40 took off at 6:30 p.m. It was a clear night, and there were no apparent signs of trouble.
He was watching Bubble Guppies like 2 weeks ago. I don't know when this shift happened.
I know, we've got to get him back on Bubble Guppies, because if I hear one more time about, like, he'll look at you and be like, 230 people died, and only 7 survived. I'll be like, it is 9:15 in the morning.
You can't see a carpenter bee without crying. We got to bridge that gap somewhere.
If it's any consolation, my 4-year-old keeps asking me for further details on the murder of Selena.
What? Wait. How did that come up?
So, she loves Selena. She is aware that Selena is dead.
Okay.
Through some unknown other part of her life, she became aware of the word murder. I don't know if the concept really, like, hits home with her. And one night we were at dinner, and she looked me right in the eye, and she said, "Was Selena murdered?" And I looked at my wife, and I looked back at my child, and I said, "Yes, she was." It felt like the right thing to do. But now she just wants more info, and I'm not doing that.
Is that, I was going to say, like, how much...
How come?
I mean, I don't want to get something wrong, first of all. And it didn't feel appropriate to go get my phone at the dinner table so I could Wikipedia the murder of Selena. Okay. And also, like, I don't think giving her further detail will help. I think it'll just give her new things to ask about. What's it through and through, Dad? No, I don't know. Oh. Go to bed.
That is the worst thing, when a kid just straight up asks you about a story that does not have any possible good exit point.
Yeah.
And you just have to go, no, they all died. Sucked.
Not seeing a downside.
It's like, it was terrible, man. Like, it's very, very difficult to, it's very difficult to dodge that. And sometimes you just have to run right into it.
Yeah.
And that's,
was Selena murdered? Yes, she was. Because if I say no, I run the risk later of being like, so you believe in the conspiracy, eh? You believe that Selena was kidnapped. And I don't want to go down that road.
Wait,
just because I didn't want to have a...
Wait, no. What conspiracy?
I'm just making it up right now.
Oh, okay.
Tell no one. Except the people who listen to this.
I mean, all right.
Yeah, that's... I had to do the hey... So on the Titanic, you know, like, those people who are in the water, and just like, they're dead.
They're dead because they didn't brush their teeth.
Look, the people on the Titanic have no future because they didn't brush their teeth and they froze to death. But Spencer, your children do have a future, thanks to Acorns.
Definitely the younger one.
That is right. Acorns. Acorns.com. Acorns the app. Acorns, the future of investing. Getting a start on your financial tomorrows. Acorns, the easiest app in the world. Just make everyday purchases. Open your account. Little roundups. Little investments every single day. Either directly from your bank account or using what I have on my plan, which is the mighty Acorns debit card. Which, holy crap, it's like like 5 pounds of debit card.
It's so hefty.
Yeah. I don't have to carry any personal defense weaponry thanks to the Acorns card. I can just slap people with it. Bam! Puts them right into the next county. It's astonishing. This week, hey, look at that. We got $4 in roundups. That's just from like the last 2 days, y'all. Just little roundups that go into your investment account. Line goes up. No, never goes down. My own particular portfolio, I am currently looking at. Oh, look at that. We got a 4.57 growth just over the last 30 days, y'all. Really well done. I'm also on the family plan, which allows you to open your early account for kids. As you know, every single week we have been going over the early accounts, the discrepancy in the two accounts, because my elder son, faithful, loyal, law-abiding, doesn't
what the hell?
Doesn't embezzle
your
from
elder
his
son?
Own. No, no, but comparatively. Okay.
Future Roll tiger through. Owner.
Future
tell
tiger
the,
owner.
Tell the truth. He's a snitch.
He's a snitch.
Born snitch.
Yeah, he's a snitch. So naturally, he's the one who pointed this out to me. My younger son, hustler.
Wait, did he snitch this? I didn't know that. I thought you noticed.
No, he did.
It makes more sense that you did not notice.
I did not notice. He snitched on his brother. Okay, which I want to say that independently, without knowing the relationship between the two, I condemn it. Knowing the relationship between brothers and the lifetime of joyful antagonism that awaits them, well done. This week,
I don't know. I can't support it because he's not going to do anything cool with this information.
Yeah, we got to work on that. We got to work on his extortion. we have to put more points into his extortion
There's
skills.
No follow through.
Yeah, his acorns.com early account is now, a full 7 cents further behind than it was last week, taking the full, I think it's $11.17 worth of a gap now. So my younger son slowly, like a gas leak, just siphoning cents away from his own future account. And yet, even with that, like, absolute thievery happening, he's still going to come out well ahead at the age of 21 via this hypothetical projection, just with a little $25 investment a week to either of their accounts. Get that. Get the later features. You can earn more money with corporate partnerships. Acorns.com. It's got it all. Hey, Ryan, we got a promo code on that.
We do?
We do.
Is
we
it
do.
Fallcast?
Acorns.com. Your financial solution for planning, for spending, and for teaching your children the value of snitching.
Probably.
Yeah. And then once you get all that straight, you know what you can do? You can spend your life not worrying about money. You can worry about things like football fans who aren't grateful, okay? You can worry about things that you can't control. Like for me, one of those, Ryan and Holly, is UCF. UCF fans, because they got blessings this week, and they didn't even realize it.
They got, home field apparel really came through. The last line of refreshes of existing schools included UCF, and you can now purchase at Home Field Apparel a UCF Citronaut shirt or hoodie. Those are not things you could do before, like pretty much anywhere, as best I can tell. You can get the Citronaut, and you can also, if you are annoyed with UCF, we've got new goats at Navy you can select from. We've got new mules at Army you can select from.
New Mule Saturday.
And we have, perhaps most auspiciously, you can choose from two new turtles for Maryland. One is a turtle with his back to you, but looking over his shoulder as if he is peeing on hay and wants you to get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. That says, fear the turtle. And then there's another turtle who has boxing gloves, it appears. And on him, it says, hell in a shell. This rules. This unironically rules.
The hell in the shell and the new fear of the turtle? Gah, strong.
Yeah.
So strong.
We're up to, like, I want to say maybe 30 schools that got refreshed. and just a ton of good options. Big new Saturday is coming before you know it. And when you decide to jump in the home field waters with us, Use offer code Fullcast. You get 20% off your first purchase. And you become the Citronaut. And you inherit his kingdom.
You know, we were talking about flesh-eating horses. There's an SMU refresh where it actually does look like this horse is craving human flesh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, big red angry face. Looks like it's like, give me a bite of that juicy shoulder. Just give me that.
Dude, what is the horse voice happening here?
It is. Just the horse is little impaired.
The horse is drunk.
Horse is drunk and it needs flesh.
Listener, just remember that at least you at home don't have to listen to this through headphones if you don't want to.
That's right. I wasn't able to find really compelling SMU boosters individually who I thought were going to change the landscape of college sports as we know it by just signing potential athletes and other people to their brands, right? I didn't, like, SMU doesn't have anybody who I'm like, oh, that guy's that guy's, you know, owns a car company and they're obviously going to give free cars. But I did find that for major programs. Some of which really surprised me. And I'm going to say a sentence that I don't think I've said in a really long time. You ready? Michigan fans, I have good news for you. I think in an NLI environment, in a future where we can sign athletes to schools and give them lucrative endorsement deals, I think the Michigan Wolverines are actually going to come out way, way, way ahead. And here's why. Do you know who paid for most of Michigan's trip to Rome? Remember when Jim Harbaugh took the whole team to Rome?
Didn't he bring the Pope, like, a helmet or something?
Yeah, I just think that's
or
what Jim Harbaugh
Jordans
does.
Or something. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's like a bulldog that picks up someone's shoe to greet a stranger at the door. He's just right. Like, helmet! You get a helmet. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So the guy who paid for that was Bobby Kotick. Bobby Kotick, you may not recognize the name. You'll recognize the company that he is the CEO of. He is a major Michigan athletics donor and the CEO of Activision Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Michigan.
Bobby.
That's right, Bobby. Bobby, we're going to give everyone Call of Duty endorsements.
I hate this.
Custom skins. All the loot. That's it. That's it, baby. Everybody's going to... You want to get that Twitch stream going? You want to get that gaming career going while... Because you know what? You know what you're doing while you're sitting there? Recovering. That's right. You go to practice. Then you go play Call of Duty. And we just sign you through that. I think probably the average endorsement deal for a young Call of Duty player who's also an athlete at Michigan, 600 grand a year? 700 grand? Wouldn't matter. Just pay it.
And then you're a troop, and you have to be respected.
That's right. That's right. And
this is how Michigan becomes a service academy, which is secretly several Michigan dads' perfect world.
Pension. We can just go ahead and, like, file you in for that. Nice. I didn't think about that element, Ryan, but we expanded this to quite the benefits package.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Also, you know, like, yes, sure, Stephen Ross, he's like a real estate. You can't sign people to real estate. You can maybe sign them the Soul Cycle, but also, I don't know, Stephen Ross is an investor in Momofuku, Milk Bar. I don't know. Hi, I'm Jim Harbaugh. Welcome to Momofuku. Gonna make a diabolically simple and supple egg for you. Here you go. But I thought Michigan would do really, really well because Call of Duty. We can get everyone an endorsement as a professional gamer or as a sponsored gamer, and that's going to, like, we're going to flip the Big Ten, baby. Ohio State can't compete. It's not even close because Ohio State just has Bath and Body Works. I know, like, oh, man, Les Wexner, you know, he owns Abercrombie. They don't care.
Winning the full cast Stonks challenge off of that.
You are.
Go off.
Idiot.
They can't just give them, I don't think we could just give them stock, you know, like
why? Why?
I mean, I guess you could as an endorser.
I was just telling you not to be dismissive of L brands because I'm apparently winning this shindig.
I think you're up like thousands of percent at this point. If we'd actually put real money into this instead of imaginary pennies.
Yeah, L Brands is doing great. Yeah, I think you're. Yes. I think you've underestimated the Buckeyes.
Again. Tell everyone in Columbus. I did it. I feel like he was talking about the Bucks, but then he actually had to talk about them.
Also, there's a world where lotion becomes our primary form of currency. So,
that's kind of what I was thinking when I leaned into the Bath and Body Works of it all.
First, you get the lotion.
No.
Just some Mad Max movie that starts with a voiceover about lotion.
So walk dry. Away from the lotion, and you will live.
Just a fucking gas tanker truck full of scented lotion.
Joe.
Yeah. So
make him smooth.
Oh, we're back.
There we are. Huh. So there you go. I thought Michigan would do really well. Yeah. I think Bama's in trouble, by the way, because
with what?
Bama doesn't have a whole lot of sexy offers in terms of endorsement deals. Like, I don't think players really want to endorse a dog track.
You don't?
I mean, no. I don't think it's going to compete with Call of Duty.
Bama still gets its share of country boys on that team.
Yeah, I think there's people who are, like, in better positions to compete for that, though. Because, like, all right, for instance, Iowa State. Iowa State's main booster is, I'm going to say this the wrong way, but there's really no other way to say it, the Suck Up family. Which I'm saying wrong. Sorry, Iowa State. I'm disrespecting Ames culture here. Forgive me. The Suck Up family, they build, they made a fortune constructing agricultural storage buildings, like big silos and things. And I'm like, oh, every offensive lineman's like, well, that is a nice silo. Could use one of those out on the farm.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. This may be already happening, by the way. If you're like Matt Campbell, you're like, man, how's Matt Campbell getting all these country-ass linemen who are 4 and 5 stars to Ames? Aluminum sheds, baby. Really nice storage buildings. It's a fantastic pitch for a lineman. But Bama's just got, you know, like, banking and coal and, like, a bunch of really, like, a port. Like, it's going to be very hard to sell some kind of endorsement of a port. Although, I really would like to see, like, hi, I'm Reggie Ragland. And I'm here to endorse the Port of Mobile. Please give me $600,000.
Did you know Bernie Madoff went to Alabama for a year?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Which, you're like, what was the thing that turned him? You're like, a year in Alabama.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to do crimes.
When did this promising young man give up on humanity?
Oh, fuck this. Time to do crimes.
Yay, Alabama! Crimson crimes! Yeah, that's he's always claimed in that, too. I'm sure there's some Auburn fan who every time Bernie Madoff is taken off the, like, attended or alumni list on Wikipedia, puts is alerted right and dives right back in. Just, bam!
Not today.
Got it. Like, Milt McGregor, who was, like, the sketchy guy who is, like, the Alabama slots king. Like the guy who had a racetrack that was just scandal ridden and went under several times, Victory Land, Milt McGregor. Man, Milt McGregor gave money, I think, to both universities, to both Alabama and to Auburn. And like the hot potato between people throwing that around on Wikipedia, like a frequent contributor to Auburn, strike, Alabama, strike, Auburn and Alabama, strike, strike. Like, I'm sure there's just one of these unending Wikipedia correction wars over passing the buck on that dude. Speaking of Auburn, by the way, it's very hard to come up with a more like split personality for major donors, and people are going to throw money around at Auburn because on one side, you have Jimmy Rain. Jimmy Rain.
The yellow fella himself.
Yeah. Who's the yellow fella himself?
Who's fucking like lumber prices being what they are.
Jimmy Ray might be the richest man in the world right now.
He's almost certainly, he already was the richest man in Alabama, and that has only gotten more true.
Yeah, he should just sell all his, he should sell all of his wood right now. What'd you do? Not the yellow fella anymore. Sold it all. I'm out of wood. I'm done.
One last job.
Yeah, what? This would be if you could steal all the lumber from Jimmy Rain right now.
Oh my God.
In an Ocean's 11 style heist, but with a southern kick. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, where we all pose in white on the beach afterwards to celebrate, right?
With wood.
Now let's go.
Just
the
giant fucking pallet of stolen wood.
That's it. You're going to carry it out for me. Just the yellow fella crying in his yellow hat, which he wears all the time, right?
Sure.
Like in my mind, he never changes out of the Western wear that he has in those ads. Tim Cook is on the other side, though. When you're like, okay, who's another Auburn guy? Tim Cook. It's like the opposite of Jimmy Rain. Like the head of Apple is on the other side, which again, Apple's still like they're like, yeah, I don't know. Auburn football players don't really have the Apple aesthetic, because remember, I always say that Auburn leads the league in fatness. So, Apple prefers thin. They're not stylish. Would Joni Ive approve of the design of any Auburn football player? No, too bulky. All of them far too bulky. So they can't do any. They can't. Auburn's in trouble in NLI. They're going to need to attract a type of booster who's going to be a much flashier, much more people friendly, right? Or we just going to be selling Yellowwood, which at current prices, maybe that's the move. I didn't think about this, though, that we always say that like Clemson recruits, like, oh man, Clemson's all about like channeling money through interesting and innovative ways, right? Community-based aid? Is that what we would call it?
Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah. When I realized that their facility is named after the Reeves family, and the Reeves family, they made their money in luxury autos in Florida. Which, yikes, y'all. if you wanted to go, man, who's involved in some risque business? I'm like, luxury autos in Florida. Surely something untouched by those looking to commit insurance fraud. It's got to be careful. So,
not just that smuggling, there's a whole host of opportunities here. Money laundering, flaunting the profits of your fraud, like whatever.
How far can you get down the road with a tiger in this thing, huh?
Well, we offer that test drive.
Yeah.
Why don't you get in the driver's seat there? We'll just load Cecil right in next to you. Dale Mabry for 5 miles and turn around.
I know it ain't a family car, but do you think this Bugatti Veyron could just keep like a large cat? How large? You know, about 600 pounds. You know, I need to keep it at 180 at least with the 600-pound tiger. Think I can do that? But yeah, like I didn't realize that Clemson, again, like Clemson somehow just seems completely primed to succeed, because yeah, I can get you to endorse a luxury auto empire if you're a 19-year-old football recruit. Yeah, absolutely. I don't even have to bust out the super nice cars. I can be like, well, here's this Dodge Challenger. Can take that. Seems to work for Alabama. I did also
boo.
Look up and realize.
Boo.
Uh-huh.
Boo.
They're rentals. They're rentals, Ryan. It's completely above board. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, Texas. Texas, I looked up, and their biggest booster is still pretty much Red McCombs, who I did not know Red McCombs was one of the founders of Clear Channel Media, which is now iHeartMedia. And then I thought, well,
psychotic name for a company.
This is an insane name.
It's up there with Palantir.
What could go wrong? And cars. And then I realized, like, oh, everybody, he'd just be setting everybody up with their own podcasts.
Rick McCombs is he's 93. Like, if NLI doesn't get hurrying the fuck up, Red McCombs is not going to be giving anybody an endorsement deal.
Counterpoint, what makes you think Red McCombs and his meddling ass are ever going to die?
That's true. Oh, he's going to enter the radio, and that's where his consciousness will live.
Like fuck. Toby Jones in the Winter Soldier movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he'll just live in there, like the Ware car, just a haunted vehicle. Red going,
use the brake too much. Can't answer this thing down the road.
Oh, that tiger shit on me.
Yeah, but what? Listen, you want to hear real purring? Listen to this engine, buddy. Get you right off the lot for just $180 a week.
The good news is, you know, when you think of programs that are starved for resources and that's the missing piece, Texas definitely jumps right to the top of that list. So will fix the problem. Money will fix the problems, Daddy. More money.
I mean, they're starved for resources in terms of players.
This is fair.
And coaches.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about like Texas A&M being like closet nerds, like people who are way smarter than you think they would, way nerdier than you think they would be. Like, their curse extends here too, because like Texas A&M's biggest booster, or one of the, his big, their biggest boosters is Monty Davis, and he's a guy who runs, like, if I explain to you why he was rich, it's just basically like they do science stuff for petrochemical companies. That's it. Monty Davis helps figure that out, and Monty Davis made a ton of money. He's retired, but like Monty Davis stocked a lot of the Texas A&M booster crew himself, like a lot of people tied into Core Labs all over the Texas A&M booster core. And there's nothing cool. There's nothing cool to offer them because like they do technical work. You have to explain things. That doesn't make like a really good endorsement. So they're stuck. Oh, but they do have Jimbo Fisher for 10 years. So remember, just like the Longhorns, not a rival, no similarities. Money will fix everything. Totally fix everything. $75 million. You go do your nerd stuff. Just make sure the checks don't bounce, Money. Well, Jimbo's going to have to get out of here. You know, okay, why isn't Arkansas better at cheating?
Arkansas? Because,
yeah, why aren't they better at cheating?
What do you mean better?
Like, well, with NLI coming up, I'm not sure exactly how Jerry Jones is going to work this in. But who could, like, if Arkansas really wanted to be good in terms of
This is not complicated at all. Like, all cheating, institutional cheating is like organized crime, right?
Yeah.
And organized crime relies on everybody being on the same page, that if somebody steps out, there are consequences for that. And everybody sort of respects a hierarchy and follows like a set of marching orders. That's not going to fucking happen at Arkansas.
Arkansas also has, I would also on a very basic level point to this as a population density problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously their biggest problem, but then there's the problem of how are we going to cheat? Cause if Jerry Jones is in the room, just like cash is going to find its way in, it's going to make it happen. But then you have various like members of the Walton family who are also super involved in that. But I found out they give a lot to Missouri too, which if you want to know like money thrown down a hole, it's given to Missouri athletics.
Wow.
They don't win anything.
They won 2 SEC East titles.
It's like I said,
I don't feel like we can prove that happened anymore. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think this is a Shazam effect thing. I think those were movies that you're only remembering in your mind that never happened.
Okay. I'll buy it, honestly.
Yeah. This is also, if you wonder, like, other schools that are going to struggle, I mean, Tennessee and Kentucky, it's like real dearth of, like, cool endorsement-ready kind of boosters. Like, Kentucky's biggest guy is Joe Kraft, who owns a massive coal company. Like, endorse coal, the fuel of the future. Come work with us. And as a bonus, we'll give you a sack of coal. This place sucks. I'm going to Wake Forest. The one that I did like, though, that is a possible competitor to Kansas, to Iowa State, is Kansas State, because One of their big donors is the Veneer family, Jack Veneer, who built his empire on what? Beef.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, that's a natural. Yeah.
We've become America's weightiest team thanks to our innovative beef endorsement program.
They also have the president and CEO of Boeing Defense went to Kansas State. So now you can do space beef is what I'm saying.
Son, do you want to eat a steak in space?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking do. Good.
Would you like to, so it's also like any military planes, right? Do you want to eat steak in a C5 galaxy? Yes, I do.
Do you want to shoot down the enemy with steak?
Yeah.
How'd you guess?
I'll tell you what, once a year, do you know it's legal to shoot down any hot air balloons in the skies in Kansas? Wait, we passed that law. Yes.
Okay.
If you're a Kansas State player.
Is it a set day or is it just like...
Could strike at any time. Okay. Who knows?
Sure. Yeah.
None shall know the hour.
The purge, less hunting season.
Yeah. It's just a bad day of being a balloon, brother. It's your numbers up.
Today, you're the balloon boy.
We all float up here. The last one I had, though, which this will surprise no one. There are several donors to South Carolina athletics, but one is Joe Rice.
It actually does surprise me that there are several donors to South Carolina athletics.
It did kind of surprise me. It's like of note, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is the head of one of the founders of Motley Rice Attorneys at Law, big class action lawsuits. If you have seen an ad talking about mesothelioma on your TV, Motley Rice. Looking for you. Yeah, that's a big donor, Joe Rice, who hung out with, among other people, Steve Spurrier. Like, Spurrier used to travel on Joe Rice's plane. Joe Rice is a big donor. And I'm like, man, I bet kids, like, you could get recruits, not every recruit, but, like, if they were like, hey, do you want to do the pitch for the mesothelioma ad that comes on at, like, 2 in the morning? Hell yes! Hi, I'm Stephen Garcia.
I was just thinking that.
If you or a loved one been affected by mesothelioma, you may be eligible. You could sell that.
That's a good Aussie punter corner. Like, I don't... mesothelioma.
Got a touch of the feelies, do you?
Motley Rice! Motley Rice already sounds either like an Aussie rules legend, or B, an Australian dish that you'd rather not know the ingredients of.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Yeah. That's the big sell here.
You're right. The
secret ingredient is cobra.